My name is Joette Guichon. Joette Guichon is J-O-A-G-Q-U-I-S-H-O. Joette Guichon. It's a Wolf clan name, old name, and my English name is Orin R. Lyons.
If you would explain the symbolism of the wampum belt.
The Turo is we call the Gaswinta. The Gaswinta means wampum, and the Turo depicts a river of life. Long ago, 1613, we met the Dutch people here, the Mohawks did. And at that time, they wanted a trade agreement, safety, to move through our country. And the Mohawks said, you know, we've been watching you for some time. It doesn't look as if you're going to be going home very soon. So maybe we should call a council, the rest of our brothers, which would be the five nations at that time. And we'll talk about relationship. So that's what happened. They gathered and they talked about relationship. How shall we call one another? How shall we greet one another? And what is it that we're going to do here? And so with that discussion, they developed this whole idea of what we call the Gaswinta, the Turo wampum. And at that time, they said, how will we keep this agreement? And the Dutch said, of course, we'll write it. We'll write it down. And the chiefs at that time said, well, we'll keep it in our method. So if and when you ever lose your paper, come to us and we'll have this belt and we'll explain to you what's in there. And so that's what happened. Basically, the papers were lost, but you know, there was copies of that discussion. But the belt, no, the belt has remained. And so this belt is probably what we call the grandfather of all treaties in North America. It was the first one. And then the very important part of this agreement was the discussion of how shall we travel. And they said, this is a river of life. And you in your boat with your many peoples, with all of your religions, with all the colors of your people, and we in our canoe, simple life, hard life, we share this river of life. So we'll go down this river of life, side by side, and we'll make a covenant. And the covenant is peace, friendship, for as long as the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, as long as the waters flow downhill, as long as the grass grows green. That's where those words emanate from. And if you go through varieties of treaties across the country, 18th, 19th century, those words will echo again and again. They come from here. It's original. And the Dutch were a small group at that time. The Confederacy was very powerful, very old. But if you look at the wampum, they're equal. Now, we could have made one string of beads to represent the Dutch, but we didn't, because we understand the quality of equality, everybody being equal. There's a lot of destruction just in this. But the three rows in the middle, you see the three, two, three, peace, friendship, for as long as it's, that's what turned to be covenant chain. And they said at that time, we're going to tie your vessel to our shore with a rope. And they said, well, that's strong enough. On and on. So it evolved and eventually became silver, a silver covenant chain, which requires polishing. It requires keeping it bright. So if you check your own histories, you'll find 300, 400 years of reference to that chain.
Now, is the original belt still around?
We have it.
You still have it?
We have it.
I'm just wondering if you ever looked into, like, when the first Europeans arrived, how long it took before they could actually communicate on a higher level between the two peoples. I wonder how, you know, that would be fascinating to go back and like study that and see how long it would take. What do you think?
It was a very difficult dialogue because of the principles. the principles coming from Europe were completely different from the principles here. Here, democracy was the rule. Democracy was rampant. Free to be free was everywhere. In Europe, not at all. You had kings and queens and fiefdoms and armies, and very, very different. So obviously the discussion, even though they were talking directly to each other, were completely missing each other. They were talking on two different levels, trying to understand. After a while, you know, just the conduct will illustrate to you what's on their mind. So in one way to look at it is our description of the white man was hot sandy. Hot sandy, he's white. It's a descriptive term. Same for the woman, hot sandy. We have a male, female in our language. Hot sandy, hot sandy, they're white. It was describing them. By the time they got to Lakota country, the Lakotas call them Washichus. They eat all the fat.
Yeah.
See what I mean? The perception it took from that point over here to really recognize the character of the person. So at our time, it was kind of Simon Pure. It was everybody who was starting out and giving each other, you know, say full faith and credit. But over time, we found out very greedy. So they call him Rashichu. He eats all the fat.